Wyoming's COVID-19 surge is having an overwhelming effect on state and local contact tracers. Public health officials might not be able to reach everyone that may have been exposed, and that could have a major effect on K-12 schools all around the state, since it's up to the county and school district how they handle it. Wyoming Public Radio's Catherine Wheeler spoke with Goshen County School District Superintendent Ryan Kramer about how the district has begun contact tracing all of its cases.
You know, we were one of the first positive confirmed cases as schools were starting. In the state, we went from 3 cases to 10 cases on November 2nd. We just had a significant start. So we now do have 20 active cases occurring in our district. As of last Friday, we had minimal to zero school spread, and that was, you know, really comforting in where we were at. Right now, as we kind of progress through this week, we can't be as confident. There are some questions with some recent positive cases.
And so if the spread in schools hasn't been a problem until recently, is it more that students have been getting it out in the community?
We found in our community, our individuals just not following the recommendations from their health services provider or the clinic when they've gone in or shown signs and symptoms, and they haven't been following the regulations that have been set forth for one to really stop the spread. We've had some situations where we found through our contact tracing and information that has been shared with from County Health in regards to exposures and our collaboration with them, where we've had some students returning well before they should return and being involved in a quarantine situation. We found prior to this week that unequivocally the mitigation strategies that we were utilizing, our face covering requirements, our social distancing, hand washing, all those things that we know to be effective were having an excellent effect, a great effect on reducing the spread.
And so I've heard that maintaining staffing has been a big issue. Are there any other challenges that have arisen?
Just the overall mental health and of our community members, our staff members, all of those things, because when we're in an environment where families are really concerned, and as parents are concerned with, you know, how things are going, how can I make a quarantine situation work, how can I afford this if I don't have proper child care for my children and I still have to work. We have fortunately not seen behavior pieces, but we have seen, you know, just challenging engagement pieces and understanding of concepts that we're introducing. And so it has a drastic effect on all of that, in addition to the stress level that many of our employees are facing, including, I just have to commend my nurses and their work as they've taken on, as the state has said, we're unable to keep up with this contact tracing. Our nurses have said, you know what, we're going to take this on along with our school administrators.
And so how has that transition been?
We had a system in place. We were kind of fortunate in having that first positive case where from that moment on, we took steps to say, okay, we have very, very clear seating charts. We have very clear practice plans that show exactly who was in contact with each person. And so when we would get the call, we would be able to put into action very quickly, these are all the close contacts that need to be contacted immediately. These are the close contacts that shouldn't be returning to school. We tried to get out ahead of that because it wasn't always possible for students to be contacted by state health officials and not come to school that next day. So we took it upon ourselves, contacting those students or staff members, saying you will most likely be getting a call from contact tracers at the state level, and we would recommend that you not come to school tomorrow because we're worried that you may expose others. And so we were well practiced in prior to even October in this. And so as soon as this hit, we then instituted through our nurses and our administrators kind of our own system, in which with cooperation with our county health officials, indicating guidance on quarantine for anybody that we felt was a close contact with any of our positive cases that occurred at school or we knew about and were notified at school.
Yeah, and so has the workload been difficult?
It's taken from my nurses an unbelievable amount of time, and they are already stressed because of the amount of normal situations they have around this and their normal work, this has just compounded that. And I have nurses working well into the evenings, you know, working with administrators, following, as soon as we have a positive case, it's almost like a trigger or an alarm goes off to them, and they become so proficient at that and done so well that I just can't commend them enough for the work they're doing and what that's allowed us to do at schools and be confident in still us attending in a regular environment here where we're face-to-face. Because if we weren't doing that, I think most of our ability to be confident and we're providing a safe environment would be not as high as it is right now.
Ryan Kramer is the superintendent of the Goshen County School District. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me.
I appreciate you taking the time to actually report on this. It's very important for us.